brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here live. I haven't even gotten into the cornucopia of news yet in your calls. A little too wound up from actually taking off 2 days in a row, a true rarity. Usually when I'm out of town or not on the air, it's because I'm working out of town. All right, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks of news. And I'm going to get to the most important starting here in a moment. But if you witnessed all the incredible duplicity that went on at the Iowa straw poll, Michelle Bachmann's people, Politico's even reporting, putting up fake registration signs saying, if you want to be in the straw poll, sign up here and buy your ticket for Bachmann. Bachmann's rule, no vote, no Randy Travis. She bought 4,000 votes and only beat Ron Paul by 162 or 212. There's three different numbers here. The point is Ron Paul really won, as usual. He did officially win, even though they tried to rig it in New Hampshire. Michelle Bachmann is offering up country singer Randy Travis and other bands for free. As this brochure being passed out by Bachmann volunteers indicates, you must first register with her to get to see the music. Oh, boy. Randy Travis at 3 o'clock. Richie McDonald and Tim Rushlow. Charles Billingsley. You get to hear them. If you buy your ticket for her in the straw poll. And, you know, she's got that robot android look in her eyes. And all of this is just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, a lot of people, they send me emails, I see their comments, and they say, Alex, you say there's election fraud. Well, I don't say it's been proven in federal and state court from Ohio to Texas, from California to New York, I mean, from Chicago to Miami. All the famous cases. Executives have gone public from Diebold and other companies. A lot of times they die in a plane crash right after. Yeah, there's massive election fraud all over the country. So why then am I even covering the election? Why am I saying vote for Ron Paul? Because all the voting experts I've talked to, like Bev Harris and others, who've really been proven to be accurate so far, say that if there's a landslide because of the county and state systems, it's very hard for them to steal it. Besides, resistance is victory. We make them steal it from Ron Paul, there'll be a bigger hubbub to totally discredit these machines that are being pulled out in some areas of the country. It's a fight. It's who wants it most. And when Ron Paul gets up there in these debates and all the other eight Republicans sit there and say torture and war and secret arrest and, you know, is good, and he sits there and points out common sense reality, it's the three-year-old saying the emperor's wearing no clothes. And so resistance is victory. Don't you understand that? It's easy to go, oh, everything's destroyed. We can't win. There's nothing we can do. Ladies and gentlemen, their global warming hoax is imploding. Their carbon tax is imploding. Obama has the lowest approval rating ever recorded for a president this far into their term. I mean, how many other victories are going on? The majority of people want to abolish or audit the Federal Reserve. People now know about global government. They know about corporate cronyism, monopolyism. Mainline talk radio is sounding more and more like Alex Jones and Ron Paul every day. The other candidates are trying to sound like Ron Paul. Ron Paul won the stinking debate. Our ideas are winning. He won the last two CPACs in front of the Republican leadership. We're winning. They're losing. We're winning. We're winning. We're winning. Get used to it. Believe in it. Take it in your hands.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Phones in the next 2 hours, interspersed with masses of key media clips we're going to analyze and other key news. I'm getting into the news right now. Your calls start at the beginning of the next segment on any issue you wish to discuss. But first time callers in the first hour, it'll be wide open third hour. And by first hour, I mean first hour of calls. Second hour right now, live, the 15th day of August 2011 on this Monday edition. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Okay. We're going to get into Rick Perry and the vaccine that he forced on Texas girls, part of a hoax. He didn't have the law behind him, but a lot of them did it. A lot of them got sick. A lot of them died. And guess what? That's in the national news today. He's now backed off and said he was wrong. You see, that's going to come to haunt you, buddy. You got their blood on your hands. You knew, and we made sure your office knew, that a year before you ordered it with an executive order, that young women were dying in the trials. In some cases, that was a blessing because others were paralyzed and are still paralyzed, brain damaged, blood pouring out of every orifice with what appeared to be an Ebola-type autoimmune meltdown. And you knew, and for the last 3.5 years, millions of Texas girls have taken it, and the death toll has been staggering. You are someone that makes Al Gore your political
progenitor, your master that you headed up the campaign for in Texas as his chairman, proud. You are a eugenicist. You're as phony as a $3 bill. And we're going to expose you, pal. So understand that. I'm going to get more into that report. Why is George Soros selling gold and buying farmland? We're going to be going over all of those reports as well. Markets heading to new danger zones, says Zolik, the head of the World Bank. Zolik, a key person on 9/11. Bernanke pledges to basically steal all your grandmother's future by devaluing the dollar, freezing down to the fourth year, coming up next year, of the COLAs on Social Security. That is all coming up. And then I've got another smattering of news here. You know, I see these reports every day now. And it's certain states. It's seven states I see doing this. Massachusetts is one of the worst. Maryland's bad. Like most of the cases I see are in those two states. Massachusetts police arrest another man on wiretapping charges. He recorded the traffic stop on his iPhone. That's right. And he's facing all these felony charges for it. Now, there's no perception of privacy when a cop pulls you over. They've got cameras mounted on them, or at least microphones. They're videotaping you. And they don't care if this isn't wiretapping. Wiretapping's going and putting a wire and recording somebody's phone line or sticking a camera up against, you know, their window through the shades. It's peeping Tom behavior. Wiretapping is not recording the police. And they're now charging people that film them in plain view. Oh, yeah, I've seen cases in Maryland where the riot police are beating people 100 yards away. Cops come over, beat them on camera, charge them with assault. Doesn't matter, they didn't touch them. The cops just frame you right there because they're acting as criminals. And then they go ahead and give you a felony charge on top of it for taping them. Now, that is Nazi Germany. That is North Korea. Everybody knows that if you live in a tyranny, the cops are bad. So as we go into tyranny, and the police don't speak up against this, and it varies jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Police are as varied as sand at the beach. They're just like the general public. But history shows that you give the bad apples a green light, they will take over departments, they will take over your society, and set themselves up as kings. And it's happened. And I've got other reports here in the news where people are being charged for legal guns in the U.S. and Canada. I see these reports about once a week. Gun collector sues Toronto police for seizing legally owned firearms. They SWAT teamed him, and they said, we don't care if they're legal. You're still going to jail. I see that all the time. So that's coming up. Also, we have a good snapshot example of government kill switches over the Internet and telecommunications. We've been reporting on since Friday, but now there's some big developments in that case. Anonymous announces BART cyber attack after cell phone shutdown. Most of the time, Anonymous is the feds. It's just a name they can use to then blame all the whole hacker community and then use the hacks as an excuse to take over. Hackers protest BART decision to block cell phones. That's AP. San Francisco's cell shutdown, safety issue or a hint of Orwell? No, it's not a hint. It's a full seven-course meal of it. It's not a pinch of it. It's a gallon of it. It's not a half a shot of Jack Daniels. It's a jug of it. And because it was a peaceful protest in a large part of the city, the government just shut all cell phones down. That's a hint of the future. Oh, criticize Hosni Mubarak for doing it, but boy, good old America's going to do it. But see, it's bad when another country tortures. It's good when people that run our nation do it. Black uniforms were bad in Nazi Germany, not bad when our police wear them. Now, the baseball bat up against the head's a baseball bat up against the head. A rose is still a rose by any other name. A tyrant is still a tyrant by any other name. A tyranny is still a tyranny. A despotism is still a despotism by any other name. A giant, stinking, black dragon spewing acid out of its mouth against every form of freedom, stomping around on us, and you people are still living in denial about this? I mean,
You're not denying there's an elephant in the room. The elephant is now stomping on you, and you're denying it. Okay, that's enough. Why is George Soros selling gold and buying farmland? It's all coming up. But right now, establishment media admits conspiracy to ignore Ron Paul, PrisonPlanet.com. Reuters edits Iowa poll to cut out Ron Paul. Bachman rigged Iowa poll by buying at least 4,000 votes. The queen of the Tea Party, Mrs. IRS enforcer. You people are idiots. Let's support her. Ron Paul, could he win the Iowa caucuses? LA Times, you bet he could. The Iowan straw poll mystery. Where are the hundreds of missing votes? Where did the 218 votes go? Oh, they went to help Miss Bachman. That's just some of what we're going to be going over. First off, I want to give you Exhibit A. CNN and Politico admit Ron Paul media conspiracy. Well, at the end of this video, there's a little clip of Politico with the names of Bachman and Pallente winning. Nothing about Ron Paul. I mean, Genesis carries talk radio news. It's no longer USA for years. What's it called now? What's it called, Harmon? What's the name of the neocon limp-wrist news we carry? But it's not USA anymore. SRN. Soviets rule nation. Yes. This so-called conservative Soviets rule nation news. Every time I never hear Ron Paul. I mean, I have to listen to it on the other Genesis show. I have to listen to it on a local station here in town. And Ron Paul will win a straw poll, and they will mention second, third, fourth, and fifth place and not even mention him, treating you like you're a low-grade, sniveling moron. Soviets rule nation news. I'm done. I'm taking the gloves off, folks. This is what they do. And Fox, Ron Paul got more than half the votes on their poll, so they just pulled the poll. 30-something thousand. He had almost 17,000 votes of like 31,000. They do it everywhere. They do it, and they tell you, he can't win. He can't win. So that weak-minded people go, well, I like him, but I'm going to pick a winner because, oh, you mean I can't have that fishing pole up there in the display? You're sold out? Yes, sir, we're sold out. There's only 20 of them in the back. Move along. Pick something else. You don't want that little doggy in the window. You want Mr. Carbon Tax, Newt Gingrich, Mr. Global Government. You want the guy that offered the health care bill, Mitt Romney. You want the guy that forced little girls to take shots and was Al Gore's chief of staff, Rick Perry. You don't want the guy that never compromised and was right about everything and is the only true statesman in America right now. No. You don't want him. You don't want him. You don't want him. You do not. Well, you can't have him. Too bad you like him. You can't have him. Now, be weak-minded children. We said so. We're the little political class. We're Soviets rule nation radio. Let's go ahead and start going to this clip, and we'll come back and finish the rest of it. Here's the... Do what? No. We're not going to the Krugman clip. I'm going to go to CNN, Politico, admit Ron Paul media conspiracy. I know I told you Krugman at the start of the show. I never got to the clips. We'll come back and get to it, and I'll get to your calls. The point here is that Becky Poo, Limbo, all of these people that support the banker bailouts and all the rest of it, oh, they don't want you to remember they did that? They, along with the Democratic operatives, along with CNN, along with Politico, along with everybody else in the world, is going to sit there and tell you, you know, you walk on the car lot and you say, I want that one. And they go, I'm sorry, sir, that deal, I know that was an ad in the newspaper that you could have liberty and freedom, but I've got this broken down Yugo over here for the same price. You don't want that brand new Dodge Charger, 450 horsepower, SRT. Big block. You want this broken down Yugo that doesn't start. You want Rick Perry. He's got nice hair. He likes four shots. He's knelt before Al Gore. Isn't that what you want, Newt Gingrich? How about an IRS agent? How about the guy that wrote the Health Care Act? Just not that old guy, that old coot. No. You can't have him. Too bad.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
Yeah, don't call my name out your window, you dirty, stinking neocons.
Don't call my name out your window.
I'm diametrically opposed to Obama and all his socialist minions run by big banks trying to get us all dependent on their plantation. But at least they admit they're dirty, low-down rat commies. You people run around and act like you're free market and all the rest of it, but I hear mainline so-called conservative news never will utter Ron Paul's name unless it's negative, won't tell you when he wins a straw poll or gets second place, because they feel like they're members of the establishment. And they feel like, oh, we just sell out to the establishment. We're part of the winners. That'll protect our families. What happens when everybody sells out to the establishment? Societies collapse. You people are destroying your own future. You're not going to have to wait long now. It's all these executives and these wannabe establishment types who are so competitive they sell their soul out. Don't you understand? You have no future when you have this attitude. All right, let me play this CNN clip with the Politico reporter on there. And the Politico reporter, again, plays it perfectly, knowing that most people like Ron Paul. He's got one of the highest approval ratings of anybody, in fact, the highest out there. He's won his congressional seat with record numbers in a very diverse district. They've rewritten many times trying to beat him. And this guy says, yeah, I really like Ron Paul. I shouldn't say I like him. So he puts that out there to make folks that like him feel like they're alone. He knows the majority likes Ron Paul, so he's showing why he's a slime bag reporter for Politico. Everything is crafted with what he says. Okay, these guys write their talking points up ahead of time and listen to him. He says, well, I really shouldn't say this, but I like Ron Paul. And that's meant for those of you that like him to feel like, well, I better not tell anybody I like him because I'm driven by peer pressure. I'm weak. I go with the herd. Okay. Oh, but now I like this guy because I'm going to listen to him because he said he likes Ron Paul. So it has a double meaning. I like this guy. He's a friend, so I'm going to listen to him. But we're together in our weirdness. Okay, what do you have to say? And he goes on and says, well, the media ignores him even though he's winning. Won the debate, second in the straw poll. Because everybody knows he can't win. I mean, they talk to you like you're idiots. Are you really that stupid, America? Well, no, I guess you're not. He won the New Hampshire poll. Straw poll, no one even covered it. He won CPAC 2 years in a row, and Fox News dubbed over a tape of a year before of him being booed. Oh, it was a technical difficulty later when they got caught. It's a technical difficulty on Soviet fake conservative radio that Genesis carries. Because I guess it's better than Fox or CNN radio news. Maybe not. People would know immediately. At least CNN's pure evil. I mean, they all think you're dumb. Does that make you mad somebody won't tell you somebody won? Does it make you mad they've all gotten together, all these little pencil neck nobodies, and sit there for hours writing up how to manipulate you? Thinking they're real smart and they're the little insiders and get to giggle and laugh at everybody. I've been at events. I've been around these pundits. They are a bunch of people who were losers their entire lives and who hate everybody and who get off on manipulating people. I'm telling you, folks, nerds are one of the most dangerous groups in this country because they end up running things. But they still hate everybody because they weren't the jocks in high school. So they play little dirty games on everybody. They use their brains to hurt people. And I'm aware of them. Okay, I see you, you little rats. Here's the clip.
We are in the business of kicking candidates out of the race.
May I say one thing about Ron
Stop
Paul?
Right there. Stop right there. Back it up. We're in the business of kicking people out of the race. That's the guy who's got a face made for a septic tank. He says that first. Again, just throwing the stuff at you so you feel like you're smart and parrot what they say. Stop regurgitating what they vomit in your mouth. Back to the scum.
We are in the business of kicking candidates out of the race.
May I say one thing about Ron Paul? I find it odd for me to be a Ron Paul supporter, but he lost to Michelle Bachmann by 0.9 percentage point in a straw poll that isn't supposed to pick winners, but it's supposed to tell us which way the wind is blowing. That's as good as a win. So we had a tie for first. But where is he on the morning shows this morning? Where are all the stories analyzing what it means that Ron Paul essentially tied for first place at Ames?
And what the reason that he's essentially being ignored is?
The media doesn't believe that Ron Paul has a Guttenhell's chance of winning the Iowa caucuses, winning the Republican nomination, or winning the presidency. So we're going to ignore him.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, Howard, because that's the one thing Donald Trump has ever been right about is that he's unelectable. I mean, I think, you know, my favorite part of the debate Thursday night is that, you know, Rick Santorum broke the golden rule of Republican debates, and that's pretending Ron Paul is invisible. You know, so, I mean, I, 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 uh, I think you're right. There's more media attention than there is, you know, this going to have to do with the actual results.
Well, just to remind people of the numbers here, this great victory won by Michelle Bachmann, and I'm not taking anything away from her. She got in late and she got a lot of momentum.
Scumbags. Stay.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone. One you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, you've got the political prostitute host of the show. You got the Politico guy who doesn't sound that bad on the surface. Then they cut to the other pundits, Republican, Democrat, alternative, conservative, radio news, Donald Trump. They're all telling you Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. Because he's the only candidate who is talking about real issues that would get rid of the Federal Reserve, restore the Republic, get our troops home. The globalists aren't failing. Their program to take America over is going quite nicely. And here is this dark horse, this guy of old, this constitutionalist, who is challenging their tyranny right at this key juncture in time. God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, has given us Ron Paul, and they've got the COINTELPRO at the grassroots attacking him, telling lies about him. I mean, they could say he's the Loch Ness Monster. No proof, they say it. It must be true. They've got the entire spectrum attacking him. Oh, and guess what? Donald Trump announced last week, looks like he's going to go ahead and run for president again. Of course, what did our sources say months ago? He got in to discredit the birth certificate, and then he would come back in if it looked like Republicans might beat Obama. Or if it's not the Republican the establishment wants. And you watch. If Ron Paul ends up winning and getting the nomination, in is going to come Donald Trump with all his slick talk, and he's going to get a big group of so-called conservatives to vote, and he's going to split the race, and you're going to end up with Barack Obama in there again. That's how the system does it. That's how in the last two elections Rick Perry got elected with a minority of the votes. They always just have a bunch of people run. And that's how they're going to do it again this time. That's their plan. A casino owner who gives double the money to Democrats, and you idiot conservatives were calling me months ago mad that I didn't get behind Donald Trump. I get emails like, you're an Obama operative for George Soros. You don't like Donald Trump. I get the same idiotic emails and comments now. Oh, you don't like Rick Perry, huh? George Soros paying you well. And I see this mantra. He's paid by Soros. And people are on YouTube saying, where's your proof? I don't need any. I know Jones is. Oh, yeah. That's why Soros organs attack me 24-7 and basically call for my arrest. Oh, yes, Soros. Because I'm all for the New World Order and global banks and carbon taxes. Yes. See, it's all about labels. They hope that you just get caught up in Obama and Perry and Mitt Romney. When at the end of the day, the guys are all identical. I mean, do you actually know their records? And I know as my audience, you do. But we've got to force these political prostitutes on talk radio that like to pose as constitutionalists, libertarians, and conservatives. We have got to continue to put them on the coals. They are already coming around to our way of thinking, reality, because we're putting pressure on them. Now, John, Anna, TJ, Merrill, Paul, I'm going to get to all of you. But I want to finish up this CNN clip. Because notice, every one of them saying it's our job to knock candidates out. Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul, and then, oh, he's winning this straw poll, second place in that straw poll, number one, number two, number three, in all the major polls. Record giving from small donors, more military contributions than all the other candidates combined on the Republican side, more than Obama. Oh, he's not popular. Rush Limbaugh says he's evil. Glenn Beck says he's evil. And see, they only say he's evil during the election cycle. For years, oh, he's great. I like him. Yeah, right when he's about to win. That guy's bad news. And they take the political heat. It hurts their audience. It hurts their listenership. But they've got to carry the water for the establishment, as Rush Limbaugh said. And I'm supposed to just sit here and like the flip-flopping, the duplicity. I'm not supposed to know about Rick Perry and North American Union highways or forced inoculations of deadly shots that he knew was killing people. Or that he worked for Al Gore. I've seen countless comments saying, I'm a liar, he didn't work for Al Gore. Dallas Morning News, Associated Press, Austin American Statesman, Rick Perry's own gubernatorial website. It's on record. He was the chairman of Al Gore's campaign in Texas. So shut up and stop calling me a liar. You are like children. Just because you say something doesn't make it reality. Just because you say Ron Paul's a kook because he's a statesman and is absolutely on target as a historian and an economist. Just because you like being fooled and conned doesn't mean the rest of us want to be drug into worldwide tyranny and depression with you. Don't drag us down your rat hole with your ignorance and foolishness. All right, that's enough. Okay, let's finish the clip. Now listen to this simpering woman. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody cares. She's an empty suit. They stick up on TV with all the rest of the parrots to sit up there and giggle and laugh and make fun of Ron Paul, hoping their audience is shallow, hoping their audience is vapid and sophistic, hoping their audience has no gravel, hoping that you have no grit, hoping that you're this little fluttering idiot like a sponge that, oh, the pundits up on the fancy stage with the fancy lights behind them in suits, they didn't say he could win. So it doesn't matter. They admit he's winning more than anybody else. He's got the most wins. He's got the highest poll numbers. He can beat Obama. And they admit all that and then say, oh, it's only us, the media, that talk about him. They admit they're ignoring him, but then they say, in fact, we're just talking about him too much. He isn't even in the equation. It's like you're down to the last two laps of a NASCAR Indianapolis 500. Ron Paul is 10 car lengths ahead. The other cars behind him are carbon tax lovers, Obama healthcare riders, forced inoculators, Al Gore minions. I mean, look, IRS enforcers. She didn't work on computers or something at the IRS. She wasn't a secretary. She was the person that raids your house. You couldn't pay me $10 million to go into houses with people that are broke while their kids are crying and their stuff's being loaded up and their house is being taken. But that's who they tell you you want. Oh, look, we got this little tart here for you, Michelle Bachmann and her limp-wristed husband. Don't they look good? Isn't this what you want? How about Mitt Romney, some corporate whore executive, socialism, Obamacare lover? Yeah, that'll fix things. That's another thing. I've never brought up the fact that, you know, his Mormonism or whatever. I don't get into that. But they were attacking Ron Paul saying, are you for having more than one wife? They asked him where he stood. In fact, I'm having one of those moments. What's it called when you've got more than one wife? Polygamy. They asked him where he stood on polygamy, and he said, well, I'm not for it. Well, you're for states' rights. He goes, well, states aren't going to do that. This is nonsensical. Let's have a real discussion here. They were all laughing at Ron Paul because he's not for torture and the killing of Americans without warrants and just total tyranny. Ron Paul said, we're all in danger, folks. This is tyranny. And they were all laughing, all these fake tough guy men looking at him going, ha, 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 you're not for preemptive wars and torture. What a wimp. He doesn't want Americans to be able to be killed for no reason. Huh, it was great in the Soviet Union. This guy's a kook. We're a bunch of coward sellouts. Bachmann, you tell him when you used to raid people's homes as their families cried. You've got little tart eyes. Tell folks how much you love them.
That's right. Let me sit up here like a zombie doll.
Okay. I can't handle it anymore. Let's just finish the clip and I'm going to your calls. I'm going to them.
One thing Donald Trump has ever been right about is that he's unelectable. I mean, I think, you know, my favorite part of the debate Thursday night is that, you know, Rick Santorum broke the golden rule of Republican debates, and that's pretending Ron Paul is invisible. You know? So,
He broke the cardinal rule pretending that Ron Paul's invisible. When you look in these zombies' eyes, every one of them is electrified and scared. There's never been any real opposition, not even Barry Goldwater. He wasn't a bad guy, but he was establishment. There's never been anybody like Ron Paul, 75 years old, works 18 hours a day, dedicated, just so good. God's given us a choice right now. Will he fix everything? No. But it's a step in the right direction. And they sit up there scared to death from every angle, attacking him, treating you like you're idiot, saying he can't win. Oh, Palente broke the cardinal rule of pretending Ron Paul didn't exist. Did you hear that crowd? You little prostitute. Did you hear that crowd? Go watch the debate just like you did. You're there scared of them. You're there hoping that crowd's weak-minded and hoping that you can. And you know what? You might succeed. Ron Paul might not win or the voting machines will kick in and cheat him. But don't worry, we're going to remember all of you prostitutes. It's already come out the federal government pays most of you on top of your jobs in the media with banker bailout money. And that's called aiding and abetting a foreign banking power that took over our country. And you people, well, you know what happened after we won the war in 1789? You know what happened? You are traitors and you're going to be told, get out of this country. You understand? And I'm serious. You people, could you believe we'd be about to be able to audit and get rid of the Federal Reserve? We're going, just because Rick Perry sits up there in a suit and knowingly tells people to take a vaccine that he knows kills them in many cases and maims people, doesn't mean it's okay. Just because they take secret money under the table from the government, MSNBC, CNN, you name it, doesn't mean that that's not super creepy and illegal, as the Congressional Budget Office found 6 years ago. The only way they're getting away with all this is payoffs, folks. Those are enemy banker operatives hitting you hard. Finish up with them. Got the clip, rest of it?
I think you're right. There's more media attention than there is, you know, this is going to have to do with the actual results.
Well, just to remind people of the numbers here, this great victory won by Michelle Bachmann, and I'm not taking anything away from her. She got in late, and she's got a lot of momentum, but she got 4,823 votes. Ron Paul got a couple hundred less, as you say, Roger. Pawlenty with 2,293. Jackie Kucinich, as you mentioned earlier, Texas Governor Rick Perry.
The media doesn't believe that Ron Paul has a hoot in hell.
Hit pause on the video because it's got the headline I wanted to show, folks. Michelle Bachmann wins Ames straw poll. Tim Pawlenty gets third. There's Politico on your screen if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. An example of hundreds of articles I saw where they wouldn't even mention Ron Paul. Politico, Fox, I saw it everywhere. Why are they all scared? Because he is holy water to these vampires. They are scared. Not because he can't win, because he's the only one that can win. And the only one, if he does win, that could do anything about where we're at. He has given us the prognosis as a doctor of exactly the diagnosis of exactly what we have. He's got the cure. It's called the Republic. It's called liberty. It's called self-sufficiency. It's called kicking the banksters out. And so, of course, they're all attacking him. All right, that's enough. I'm going to go to John, Annie, TJ, Morrell, Paul, and others. Go ahead, John. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? First of all, I just want to say it's a pleasure to be on your show. You know, to be on with someone that's covering real news, it's very refreshing. First of all, what I want to say is I'm a law enforcement officer, and I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. And it makes me sick to my stomach that someone who is a strict constitutionalist like Ron Paul, the media continues their campaign to discredit him and not give him any chance of winning the presidency. It's just mind-boggling to me that Politico column that says they talk about who wins first place and then talk about Pawlenty getting third and completely ignoring second place.
By the way, Pawlenty dropped out just a few hours ago. This is a total joke. But by the way, he is the front runner right now. That's why they're all attacking him. That's why Limbaugh came out against him Friday. He won the debate hands down. They're scared. Just like the Republican establishment went to Kentucky. Because I hear you say now he has no chance or he may not. No. He's got a super good chance even if they keep running this hoax. If they got behind him and said, yeah, he is the front runner, the Ron Paul revolution, wow, man of his time, decades fighting in the wilderness, now coming to be the leader, you know, Cinderella story, it's tailor-made for them. But no, they're going to scream and scream and scream and tell you he's lost. So in case they've got to steal the election from him, you'll feel like, okay, well, he couldn't win. He would guaranteed win and destroy Obama. Imagine Ron Paul squaring off against Barack Obama in a debate. Can you imagine the utter annihilation? Can you imagine? So see, that's what's happening here, my friend. And Ron Paul is the leader. That's why that political prostitute, Trump is going after him. They've got every gun swung around on him. Does that tell you he's inconsequential and doesn't matter? What does that tell you, John?
Well, it tells me that they're afraid of him. They obviously don't want him in office because they know he's absolutely going to go after the elite that are completely controlling everything.
Yes.
You know, and the other thing is that, you know, They're completely trying to completely burn the Constitution. I see an ad on Time magazine where the cover said they had the Constitution being shredded, and it said, does it even matter anymore? And the only thing I can tell you, Alex, a lot of people need to wake up because I work in law enforcement, and I hear these individuals talk about violating certain people's rights, doing things that completely go against the Constitution. And the moment you bring in the constitutionality part of it, then they start to back up. It's almost like you have to remind the people, hey, there is this thing called the Constitution that gives people rights. Well, you just can't continue to violate them.
Well, here's the deal. They put police in an impossible situation. It's a Hegelian dialectic. They build giant prisons. They put the violent people in, don't hold them long, put them back out. Cops are dealing with scum all day. And so cops start thinking, well, this guy's scum. I'm going to go ahead and violate the Constitution to get him. But then you get in the habit of doing it, and now you do it to everybody. And see, at the end of the day, that's the issue. That Constitution and Bill of Rights is there to protect you, officers. You're citizens, too. It's there to protect you from what we now see happening. God bless you, John. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to say also, there is a website out there that you can put a sticker on your car that says, has a number 2 on it. It protects the Second Amendment. And I'm trying to educate officers about our rights, because once we take the uniform on, we're citizens just like everybody else. So I'm spreading the word, Alex, and keep up the good work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John. All right, I'm really going to try to go to Annie, TJ, Merrill, Paul, and others when we get back. But I want to say this here. I don't believe in God. I know God is real. I know there's this spiritual force of goodness and creation in the universe. And I can feel God. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for God. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I've studied history and I've studied providence. This may be one of the last chances the Republic's being given. You notice right as we implode, right as we fall to the banksters, this little humble doctor grew up milking cows. His whole career coming towards this final goal. That's why he's retiring after this. Win, lose, or draw. He knows that as well. This little humble doctor who knows the problems, who will stay the course. People say, well, if he gets elected, they'll just assassinate him. Do you know what that'll do if they assassinate Ron Paul? They can't win if Ron Paul gets in there. And that's why they're so scared of him right now. God's giving us a chance right now to make the right decision.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't listen. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We're at the crossroads.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer.
We're either at the tail end of the slow and steady destruction of the Republic.
This is the end.
By the giant globalist boa constrictor. Or we're at the beginning of struggling free. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And Ron Paul is only one manifestation of that. You and I are also manifestations of that. Don't ever think you're small. Don't ever think life's boring or you don't have value. I walked out on the porch this morning at like 6 a.m. and saw the moon rising above the forest. And I was just like, that is so gorgeous. And I could have been in a prison yard and still seen the beauty of it, or in some warren, in New York City. There is majesty and magic all around us. And so many of you that have served the system and now you feel powerless. You've sold out. You've gotten the world. What did it give you? Only being honorable will satisfy you. I'm so satisfied I can barely stand it. My life is so full I can barely contain myself. And I see these worldly people who are so unhappy. You're unhappy because you're going against good. You've bought into lies. Let's go to who's up next here. Ann in California, then TJ and others. Go ahead, Ann. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. It's so great to talk to you. I totally agree with everything you're saying about the media closing out Ron Paul, and what an incredible...
But again, they're not the media. The foreign banker-funded whores of the New World Order, your enemy. They are savage enemies that support torture, secret war, taking the troops' pension funds. These people will do whatever they're told. These are horrible scum. I don't just say that. I mean, these are enemies. These are haters of freedom. Sorry, go ahead.
I have four incredible suggestions to help us in this incredible moment in history. The first one is, we need a new slogan for Ron Paul. How about, yes, he can?
Absolutely. Or Ron Paul is my president, or Ron Paul can and will win. Absolutely, folks. It's time for people to call Fox, CNN, Politico, and say, look, man, we're not dumb. We see you say Michelle Bachmann and Palente win. And then don't even mention Ron Paul. I mean, that is so discrediting, but they don't care that they think you're stupid. What are the other suggestions?
Okay. The next suggestion is to really clarify for people how he is different from what the other Republicans are saying. Okay. Studying the debates that happened last week, all of them are talking about repealing Obamacare. All of them are talking about economic plans. That's a given. But mainline Republicans are still not educating themselves enough on what makes Ron Paul different. People still don't know. And we need to have our talking points straight for the mainstream Republicans, the independents, and the dissatisfied Democrats that need to know what makes him different.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the talking points. If you idiots vote for another globalist Republican like Pointy Boots or Mr. Obamacare, Romney, you idiots deserve what you get. Look, mainline good Americans aren't really political. We just want freedom. If you go to a mainline Republican function, when you see mainline Republican supporters, they look like they had their souls sucked out. They're these weird... The men are very unmasculine. They like get off on being invited to Republican dinners, and they get off on being conned. It's like they're like demon-possessed goblins or something. I don't know how to explain them. I mean, and they like it that America's falling. They like being conned. They like being manipulated. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.